So hello, my name is Stephen Kinsella and this is my second little boo. I'm thinking about statistics and what happens when you teach someone statistics and particular visualization techniques. So Hal Varian of Berkeley and Google has said that statistics and machine learning and things like data visualization are going to be the sexy careers in the next 10 years. I'm inclined to agree with them. But from an economic point of view, what I'd like to do is train a series of graduates that are actually able to visualize something that I've never seen before. Largely what we do when we educate our students is train them to do things that we know how to do. So for example, if I'm teaching econometrics, I want to show the students how to perform an ordinary least squares regression to get a particular set of coefficients that I know are correct. Well, now let's say I give the students some data, or rather I give the students the tools to access the data, and I show them how to perform rudimentary visualizations of this data, and then I say, go off and get me the coolest correlation you can find, or show me the greatest concentration of data you can in the smallest space, or ask them to come up with a series of international comparisons for certain data series that I've never seen before. This is a big problem, and the reason it's a big problem is because I don't know if it's right or not. I can't tell if the student knows what they're doing or not. And this is quite tricky. So I have to be able to verify what the students are doing without, of course, spending all of the time of my day redoing their projects for them. And this is not an easy problem. This is not an easy thing to do. And it's one of the reasons that I think lecturers tend to stay as far away from project-based assessment and genuine novelty creation as they can. It's very difficult to pull out an empirical distribution of one student to another when you've no idea if one student got the right answer or not. So this is something that I'm thinking about today. And I'm not quite sure what the answer is. Hopefully, we'll be able to figure it out by the time I come to the next academic year.